You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Thursday, February 25th, 2016. It is week 144 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Max Teska.
And since it's Thursday, we're going to say who this week's sweetheart of America is. I like to think that America has multiple sweethearts.
Yeah, of course.
But this one.
But only one a week.
Only one a week. Because then I'd be like Oprah and be like, you're the sweetheart of America. You're the sweetheart of America. You're the sweetheart of America. We're all the sweetheart of America. This week's sweetheart, America's sweetheart, is Christopher Lloyd. Doc Emmett Brown himself.
Doc Brown.
As a young actor, he performed at the Yale Repertory Theater with Meryl Streep. He has appeared in over 200 plays, including many on Broadway, regional, and summer stock productions. For his brief 1985 scenes in Back to the Future, he wore prosthetic makeup to appear 30 years older than in his 1955 scenes, which dominate the film. In the sequels, the 1985 Doc Brown has more scenes. To avoid having to put him through extensive makeup every morning, writers Robert Zemeckis and Bob Gale came up with the idea of Doc Brown visiting a rejuvenation clinic in the future, which results in his face looking much younger. In a scene in Back to the Future, this is more of a Back to the Future trivia than Doc Brown or Chris Lee or Christopher Lloyd. His character, Dr. Emmett L. Doc Brown, hangs on the arm of a large clock. This mimics a stunt done by Harold Lloyd, no relation, in the movie Safety Last in 1923. He's a devoted bicyclist, and he once rode through Italy pedaling from Milan to Venice over the Dolomites along the Amalfi coast into Naples. He was considered for the role of Jack Torrance in the horror film The Shining, which went to Jack Nicholas. He owns a home in Montana, and his home in Montecito, California, was destroyed by the Tea Fire of November 2008. His maternal grandfather, Lewis Henry Lapham, was one of the founders of the Texaco Oil Company. And his maternal uncle, Roger Lapham, was the mayor of San Francisco from 1944 to 1948, and he is the youngest of seven children of Samuel R. Lloyd and Ruth Lapham. That's about it. All of his facts are about his roles, not about him. But he's pretty great.
Great guy.
Now we're going to do This Week in Movies and Now, which the new format is we watch the trailers kind of with you.
As we talk.
As we talk about them. So first up is Eddie the Eagle with
Hugh Jackman,
Taron Egerton.
Directed by Matthew Vaughn, who did First Class and The Kingsman.
No.
No? Not directed by him?
Is it directed by Dexter Fletcher?
Must be written by those guys. Because that's nope.
I think it's produced by him.
Produced by him, then. Some connection, because that's what it said in the Deadpool preview.
Let me look it up.
Maybe it just said star of, possibly.
Why doesn't it show? Is it under full cast? Doesn't show anything.
Oh, never mind. I'm wrong.
Oh, yeah, Matthew Vaughn's one of the producers.
Okay, producer then.
Okay, so we're going to watch Eddie the Eagle now. Nope.
Now.
So it's like Luge. Oh, Jesus.
Is this a true story? Do we know?
I don't know. Yep. Based on the incredible true story.
Thank you, opening credits. Or opening trailer. So, the story of an underdog, it appears.
Yeah. And then Hugh Jackman comes and he shows up.
I think he's going to fix everything.
Well, Christopher Walken makes an appearance.
He's not very good at this, is he? He's not very good at skiing, it seems.
Nope. You're not gonna give up, are you? I'm gonna do it. I was kicked off every team I was ever on before I even got a chance to prove myself. This way I need my own moment. It's a world that doesn't want to know you. It's worse than you. I know what it's like to be written off. I can get you your moment. It's gonna hurt like hell. You have no desire to be associated with ludicrous antics. This is like a white version of Cool Runnings.
Pretty much. The dude was disgraced, the coach disgraced. You got an underdog
making it to the Olympics, and he's probably not going to win.
Probably not.
He might win.
I don't think he'll win. I don't know the real story, so.
Me neither.
Interesting. Wait, why did it say April 1st?
I think it might be in another country.
Must be an international trailer.
Or an early trailer, maybe they moved the movie.
Yeah, that could happen.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Gods of Egypt. Which I think is a trailer I've seen so many times.
I know.
And it never gets better.
It never does. It just seems to be the same thing over and over.
I mean, it looks cool, kind of. And then some scenes look really bad.
Yeah. It looks better. I think the original trailer I saw, I don't know if the CGI was worth it or I remembered it wrong. But some, like, this stuff doesn't look
this
great.
This doesn't look good. Yeah, it's where Anubis and, Set and Horus are fighting.
Yeah.
And Jaime Lannister is there, and it's King Leonidas versus Jaime Lannister.
Yeah. Like, they got people I like, but it's like, I don't... This concept doesn't seem great. Yeah, it's just, like, very CGI. Like, the CGI is not great. With yeah. When they're actually like the gods or whatever.
Yeah, when they're like the robotic gods.
Yeah. Like the sets aren't terrible, but like when they're just the... They all got
They make one eye look much more appealing than it would be in real life.
Yeah. They all got British accents, of course.
Yeah, this movie was criticized for whitewashing the Egyptian religion.
See, these are the movies in February you usually get. Stuff like this, where you're like...
Not like Deadpool.
Yeah. You're like, what is this?
This movie looks horrible.
Well, if anything, I don't feel like that trailer gives away much. Not that I want to know more, but it is very confusing. But I don't I'm not all too interested in it at all.
The last trailer is 999, which looks awesome. It's a red band trailer. Is that Woody Harrelson?
That's Woody. Got Casey Affleck.
And they're cops. Your job Oh.
Del Dixon, right?
Yeah.
What's his name?
I can't remember his name.
Blanking. No, Norm.
Norman Reedus.
Yeah. Whoa. This is creepy.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Whoa. Head. We got Anthony Mackie shows up. Oh, we got Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Yeah.
Whoa. Aaron Paul. This looks pretty intense.
Yeah.
Looks pretty cool, though. I like all these people.
Were you there when we saw Street Kings?
No.
That movie looked promising, and it was not.
Yeah. These, like, it's hard to tell, but...
Casey Affleck, Chiwetel Ejiofor, Anthony Mackie, Aaron Paul, Norman Reedus, Woody Harrelson, Kate Winslet.
Come on paper, these guys are awesome.
Yeah.
But...
Ooh, a booty. I don't know. Part of me thinks they're trying to capture that, like, that Training Day vibe.
Yeah. I mean, this is a very confusing trailer. Like, I don't know what's going on at all.
Yeah, but to be fair, Sicario was very similar.
True. But I wasn't as fan as everybody else was of that.
Yeah, same here.
Like, to me, that looks better than Sicario, to me.
Yeah, because that movie looks more action-packed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
those are the trailers this week.
Let's talk about...
It is February. I can still tell it's February, though.
Yeah. Let's talk about trailer. Let's do trailer talk. Let's talk about some other trailers. Game of Thrones. You see this trailer?
Yes, they did that teaser.
The Room of Faces.
Room of Faces. So it just seems like... So they start on the trailer. They're like... They got all... Showing all the dead faces, and they're showing characters we know that have died already. And then they're like, oh, here's Jon Snow. You know he died. Mm-hmm. And then they pan out and they show Tyrion's face. You're
You see like, you see like Ned Stark's face.
Yeah, that's what I said. You see all the characters you...
Yeah.
I don't want to say who died. Mm-hmm. But, all the characters that have died. And then they have Jon
Snow. They see like lyrics.
Yeah, Jon Snow's the big
one. They see quotes
and
stuff from them.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden they show Tyrion. You're like, he's not dead. And then they show everyone. You're like, oh, you're just trying to piss us off, HBO. Mm-hmm. They're literally like, stringing out, teasing out this Jon Snow dead is not or whatever thing for a while, but it's not going to stop us from watching it, so I guess it's okay. But it's just like these teasers, they're just messing with us like hardcore.
Yeah.
But it's like, all right, guys, I get it, but I don't think it means anything at all.
I don't think
the teaser,
so either.
But it was cool. It was just like, I was like shocked when I saw it, and then by the end of it, I'm like, oh okay, you're just messing with us.
Yeah. Because that's when you realize that anyone's face could be in there, probably.
Exactly.
Even if they're living or dead.
Yeah.
Daredevil Season 2 trailer. This is the trailer.
Great, great trailer. Awesome trailer.
Because I don't think... When's the second trailer supposed to come? Like, end of the month or something, right?
No.
Or March or something?
Did it say March? No, because that's when it's premiering. I think next week.
I think it's... Yeah.
It's like the 25th. So, is it already
probably
out?
Probably today.
Is it already out? Yeah, it's probably already out. So you can see the second half. We have not seen the second half yet.
Which is with Elektra, we assume.
Yes. Because, this trailer kind of, it reminded me a lot of Batman vs. Superman.
Because
It's like two guys against each other, and then it's like, oh, they have their Wonder Woman at the end. We got our Elektra at the end.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. But yeah, John Bernthal, he looks like he's crushing this Punisher thing.
Yeah.
He looked like...
He said it's going to be really hard to like the Punisher.
I find that hard to believe.
Not like... Well, he's like, you're not going to be pro-Punisher.
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah. Which I liked because he's like, we're doing the same thing. I'm just making sure they don't get up again.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Exactly. He's like, you're a half measure.
Yeah.
Like, what you do, like, you're not finishing the job. I think you're a coward and stuff. Like, it's so badass. It's like, it's exactly Shane and Rick. He's like, Rick, you don't have what it takes.
Yeah.
You're not going to go the full way. You're not going to kill people when you need to. Kill
Batman
humans.
Or Superman.
Yeah. Except, like, neither of them want to kill people.
Yeah, but sometimes you got to torch them.
Yeah.
With the Batman logo on their chest and stuff.
Yeah. But, yeah, like, it looked really cool. It was, like, Punisher-dominated trailer, so it was all his, showed his, like his home with his kid. It didn't show his kid, but it showed, like a storybook and stuff at the mm-hmm. beginning of the trailer. It was just, like, so badass. And so awesome. He was taking out people in the trailer. They're like, Daredevil's like, I can't let this happen. It was just such an awesome trailer.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I think I'm definitely more excited for that than Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah, definitely.
Just looks so... It's going to be awesome. I know that.
Yep. And Zootopia. I saw a preview at California Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was like a 15-minute thing. And I like when they do it in like the 4D theaters because they like usually extend the experience to like rain and it rains inside the theater. And then they do it like random stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So... I didn't know like anything about this movie going into it, and it looks awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited for this movie. Didn't know it was about a little rabbit. It's like a rabbit who wants to be a police officer.
It was about the fox.
No, the main character is a rabbit.
Really?
Yeah.
The trailer I saw was about a fox.
No, a rabbit's the main character because she wants to be a police officer, and there's never been a rabbit police officer before.
Very misleading trailers.
And there's like animals that are missing in all the different areas of Zootopia because like each region has its own little area.
Mm-hmm.
So like there's like a Sahara part and there's like a snow part and stuff like that and a rainforest part, and then she's on parking duty and she's like, I wanted to be a real cop, and then her boss is like, I'll give you 48 hours to find one of these missing animals. So then she recruits the help of the fox who like seems to know people.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some funny scenes. And there's one scene that's so funny. I laughed really hard. And I hope it's in the movie. It has to do with a DMV.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was really good. I'm excited for this.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad Disney's back on their A game. And, like, stepping it up. And, like, it was a little down period for, say, about, I don't know how long, like, 10 years? Like,
yeah.
Well, maybe a little less than that. Like, there's nothing. It's all been Pixar for a long time. And now it's good to see Disney itself getting back to their animation game they were so good at for so long.
Yeah.
Now they just changed it over. No more musicals, really.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. I wonder if they could do a musical successful. I bet.
Frozen.
They tried. Yeah. There you go. Good
yeah,
point.
The other day when
Tangled.
I was at,
Tangled.
Yeah. The other day when I was at Disneyland, we went to a show thing, and it was just like Frozen songs.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of songs in Frozen.
Yeah.
And then the lady next to me was laughing because I knew the words to all the songs. So that's my life. But I ain't ashamed. I'll sing those songs loud.
They're good.
Yeah. Come back tomorrow for some Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Because you might as well. You've already listened to probably four episodes.
Yeah, you're already gone this far. Just go the last extra day.
Yeah. And who knows, maybe if you saw me this week or saw Mike this week, you might be like kind of mentioned in the story if you haven't been on the podcast.
Yes, true.
If you've been in the podcast, you'll be mentioned by name.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's it. That's everything.
Yeah, that's it. That's all. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.